Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Don. Thank you, everybody. And hi, Arlene. My first poem is not directly a Save the Planet poem, though. Nevertheless, it kind of is. And this one I'm reading for Jimmy because I read it before for Jimmy. And my main connection with Jimmy was that we were both Vietnam era veterans. Jimmy served much closer to combat than I did, but we, nevertheless, there is comradeship in that. And this is a poem called My Brother, written about my personal brother, but I thought of it also in connection with Jimmy when I read it. My brother, right now, this moment, what's he doing? Asks Jenny, lately orphaned, as I am, conversation trotting off for long dips in the gene pool. Cousins we roller skated with and traded jelly beans, unseen since my blast off to Indiana. 40 years, blink, Uncle Joe, who'd load the lightning glider and shove us down the snow-sparkled hill. How starting from the same place, we drive off with a wave toward the future that becomes a life. My brother, who this moment could be shuffling along the mud path to his double wide behind the barn at Jake and Renna's farm near Brush Mountain, February, half numb to the lift of each step, leather boots laced halfway to his calves, meaning not the wobbly-legged Guernseys in the milking stalls, Harley-hugging calves that took him roaring through Arizona desert miles and miles, sniping at rattlesnakes with an M16. My brother, who survived Vietnam, meaning alive, though he can't hold a 9-to-5 without telling some boss where to shove it, can't love without rage, alive with not knowing how many Asian bodies, what quantity of death he served, torch hot from the dealing hand of an air-cooled barrel, belt-fed rounds of lead poured through torrid air, an M60 he triggered, chief of an army chopper swooping low over jungle canopy. My brother, he has a muddy sort of awareness. Who can say more for themselves? How he was fucked by history, or whatever you want to call this shithole business that not only happens, it happened to my brother. I'm going to read a poem by Tony Hoagland, a poet many of you know of, if not know. And it's from his last book, posthumous book, called Priest Turned Therapist Treats Fear of God. And this is called Inexhaustible Resource. And starts with a quote, after the ocean rises, all this will be underwater, the biologist was saying, spreading her hands in the cafe, by which I mean, she clarified, scuba diving in Manhattan, floating past the stone gargoyles on the Chrysler Building, swimming in and out the windows of Trump Tower. No reason to get agitated, says the Buddhist at the table. Even the expression, global warming, is a case of planetary centrism. Carnage of the elephants and whales, pandemic of the insects and the frogs, scourging of the coral reefs and glaciers, pillage of the rivers and the lakes, eradication of crickets in the swamp, and the fog hanging in the arms of coastal cypresses. As John Keats in his last letter wrote, quote, I have a feeling of my real life being past and that I am already living in my posthumous existence. Even in these days before the coming storm, our anguish, our hand-wringing and laments, our statistical reports and scientific fights, can someone tell me, please, why they feel like a performance? Imagination, our last system of immunity, disbelief, our most inexhaustible resource. On reality, my great love, protect me. Thank you, Tony. And, oh, yes, this is a sort of name that tune. Some of you will know this poet, whose name I'm not going to tell you ahead of time. I've been walking 40 miles of bad road. If the Bible is right, the world is going to explode. I've been trying to get as far away from myself as I can. Some things are too hot to touch. The human mind can only stand so much. You can't win with a losing hand. People are crazy. Times are strange. I'm locked in tight. I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. Who was it? Bob Dylan, thank you. Yes, it is. Yeah. And it was written for a movie set and filmed in Pittsburgh, Wonder Boys. this is, I have two poems of mine. This is Florida's Old Tree, written from a painting by a Florida artist named Jen Sheng Song, Florida's Old Tree, painting of an old tree in Florida. We're not that different, old tree, old buddy. As light fades, we think thicken at the waist, grow scaly, hardened layers of bark. The sky goes through us, both exposed to whatever thunder and lightning blows in. We push into the earth, our mother, mud and water, draw her into us. From a distance, we look better than up close. Whiskers, for you too, every morning, new growth glitters, something in it flecked with gold, illusion or not. We've leaned a long time against the wind to get what we want, even if we don't know what it is, an egret's whiteness, many regrets resolved into none. I sit here with you, old buddy, until it's too dark for this. I put the cap back on my pen. It makes a small click. Thanks. And I'll close with this one called July 5th. And it has an epigraph, which is a short statement that my grandfather would bring out every year on the 4th of July. Not making this up. He really felt he was witty in saying this. He who goes forth with a fifth on the fourth may not come forth on the fifth. Anyway, that might be the best part of the poem, but anyway, probably is. Free Espresso Monday is one way to crank the starter of happily lazy neurons morning after the fourth. Last night's thunder still rings the anvil of my inner ear, burnt powder tingle in the nostrils, red zephyrs to the stars, and cascades of jade salt as if from the hand of a god who can't sleep and wanders into the kitchen of the oldest part of night to make a sandwich. Such is the movie in my mind as afternoon arrives and shadows jitter the floor of Daniel Boone's forest, Jeff's cabin, Kentucky wind through leafy arms of copper beech, white oak, yellow poplar, black squirrel tails twitch into question marks as acorn bombs rattle the grooved tin roof, a ruby flash of minuscule pterodactyl at the nectar dispenser. Helicopters of birdland, my friend Trudy called them. Seventh grade, her biology paper that made her famous in a pleasantly Ohio small pond way. I too hover at the feet of feeder. Listen. Purple scratch marks scatter from my Uniball microvision pen. Thank you very much.